The Big Surprise by Max Loving. My wife has always enjoyed a good surprise. One anniversary I surprised her big time. I've often tried to be creative when our anniversary approaches. As it comes around this year, I've planned some activities that we are looking forward to. More about that in a future story. But this time I'd like to go back to our early years of marriage when I pulled off the biggest anniversary surprise of our marriage. If there was one thing I could count on when it came to sex, it was that I would always get some on our anniversary. So naturally, I've always looked forward to that day of the year. What's not to like about that celebration? Especially when you love each other as much as we did, and still do, probably more so today. This one time, back in the 80s, we were married in 82. I had an idea, a special surprise I could give my wife. This surprise would be something we would both remember for years to come. I phoned a local hotel to book a room for an evening. The guy on the other end of the line went through the standard question and such. Finally, he asked, "Where do you live?" I told him where I was, which was the same metropolitan area that the hotel was in. He paused when I told him that. Then he said, "So, you want a hotel room in the same city you live in?" "Yes, sir, that's correct." "Okay." I could hear in his head what he was thinking. "Cheater!" I figured it was pointless to defend myself and tell him what this was really about. However, it was funny recounting it to my wife later, but he processed my reservation just the same. Then I called my wife's sister, who also lived in town, to see if she could watch our baby girl during that time. She was excited when she found out my plans and agreed to watch our baby for the day and night. I finished preparations for what the baby would need so that her sister would know where everything was and packed our suitcases while my wife was at work the day before our anniversary, including her clothes, swimsuit, panties, and such. I threw it all in the trunk of the car and went to pick her up from work. She worked at a daycare at the time and had no idea I had planned any of this, nor was I going to tell her until she asked. So I pulled in to get her, she hopped in, and away we went. At some point, she noticed that we weren't headed in the direction of our house. She said, "You're not headed home? Where are we going?" I played coy with her. "You'll find out soon enough." "Are we going out to eat? Shouldn't we do that tomorrow? What about Jenny? Who's watching her?" The questions rolled out of her, and I knew I had her. She still hadn't connected the dots. "All in good time, my dear. I'll explain when we get where we're going." Around that time, she finally figured out at least that this had something to do with our anniversary celebration. She didn't know the full extent of it yet. But she quickly figured out when we pulled into the hotel parking lot. She squealed, "You didn't!" "I did. But who's watching Jenny? And what about my clothes?" "Your sister is watching her, and I packed her suitcase for you. All you need to do is relax and enjoy this anniversary." She landed a kiss on me. "I love you so much. And I you." We exited the car and checked in. Upon putting our suitcases and other items in the room, she locked the door. "Bub, you've got something coming to you." "Oh, I do? And what would that be?" A sly grin crested on her lips as she strolled toward me, shedding her clothes as she approached. "Your first installment of marital intimacy for this celebration. Now strip!" My dick had already grown a good bit, pushing against my jeans, so I wasted no time in complying. She lay on the bed, her legs spread apart and her arms reaching toward me. "Come to me, my sweet. I want you now." I laid naked beside her beautiful body. We kissed passionately. It wasn't long before my hand cupped her delicious breasts, and my mouth found their way to those succulent tits. A slight moan escaped her mouth as my tongue circled her nipples, occasionally licking upon them. Meanwhile, my hand moved across her belly to her mound. Her spread legs revealed a wet pussy. I explored her labia until I found her clit hiding behind a fold of skin. Upon my circling it, she said, "That's it. Yes. Oh, yes. Keep that going right there." By this point, she had my penis in her hand massaging it. I said, "You keep doing what you're doing, too. That feels great." Then I had an idea. I'd not done much pussy eating to this point in our marriage, once or twice, so I asked, "Do you mind if I use my mouth? I've not cleaned up down there." "That's fine. I like your flavor." "Then be my guest." I dropped down to position my head between her legs. I inhaled her musky scent and said, "Ah, how sweet." I licked her labia and she shivered with delight. My tongue explored her wetness, enjoying this rare pleasure. She groaned when my tongue brushed up against her little clit poking out from under its hood. I focused on licking, sucking, and teasing her sensitive nub. She responded with a growing orgasm. She shook with the pleasure. Then she tensed up as she approached her climax. Oh, keep going. Don't stop. I'm coming, sweetie." With that, she arched her back and tensed as she vibrated with her orgasm. I've always enjoyed seeing her orgasm. So hot. Watching her experience an orgasm is one of the highlights of our lovemaking. For that reason, I always make sure she gets one, even when I can't for whatever reason. She finally relaxed and I kept gently licking her clit as it continued to give her good feelings. I stopped when her engorged labia was ripe for the next stage. I rested my head on her pussy and simply enjoyed being so close to her vagina. But she was ready to please me. "My pussy is so ready for your hard cock." "And my cock is ready for you, dear." I positioned myself between her legs and lay on top of her. We snuggled and kissed. She couldn't wait and reached down to insert my penis into her glory hole. I assisted her with my hips, wiggling and pushing gently in. Her warmth covered my dick, sending bonding pleasure over me. I pumped in and out. She was lost in her feelings and I in my own. I rose to my knees to get a better view of my dick going in and out of her luscious vagina. The sight sent renewed orgasmic feelings echoing throughout my body. "Harder!" She grabbed my butt and pulled me in as deep and hard as she could take me. The pounding sent her into a growing orgasm. I propped her legs up around my shoulders and hit her with as much force and as fast as I dared. My muscles tensed. My breathing grew shallow. I watched as my penis dived into her vagina again and again. Energy built up in my nerves. The climax approached. I slowed my pumping as I felt the point of no return was almost upon me. "I'm going to fill you now." The feeling reached high intensity as I shoved my dick one last time into her pussy and held it there. Then the orgasm crested. My cum pumped into her, firing off in rapid succession, each pulse of cum up and out and into her, binding us as one again. After a few seconds, I relaxed and fell onto her, kissing her mouth and nipples. She responded by hugging me and kissing me back. "I'm so glad God joined me with you," she said. "For sure, my wonderful wife." We snuggled for a while before getting cleaned up and redressed so we could go to supper. She asked, "So, where are we going to eat?" I smiled. "You'll have to wait until we get there to find out."